Mm-hmm. But that was too small for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they used them. And you could take about 20 gallons of that and pour it in a 100-gallon kiln, mm-hmm. and then finish filling it with water.
Mm-hmm.
Say, that's good, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, get it all mixed up, mm-hmm. and recook it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you'd have, that would get a lot of that brash, and it would brighten that color too.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could do that, but I never did try it with none of that. But it was some of the best chewing cane you ever chewed. It was salt, sweet, made good chewing cane.
Mm-hmm.
Juice was good,
mm-hmm.
but the syrup was dark and strong.
Mm-hmm.
But now you could get that right on year after year, year after year, year after year, stubble. And there would be more of it every year, and it made better syrup every year.
Mm-hmm.
But it made smaller cane, but there's just more of it. See, every year it got smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year you planted it, big cane, but it wasn't thick.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, like a stubble and cane, when you cut it off, you left eyes on that from where you cut it off to the bottom of the root,
mm-hmm.
which give you so much more cane. All right, and then the next year, look how many more stubbles you would have there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it come from.
Mm-hmm.
So it got to be pretty thick.
If you had some tomatoes that came up like that, what would you call them?
That's volunteers.
Uh-huh.
That's where that the seed had dropped out there. One had fell off of the vine.
Mm-hmm.
It worms got in it. It rotted and ruined or something like that and dropped a toe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the tomatoes would come up there next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you call volunteers.
Back years ago when they didn't use doctors so much, sometimes you call a woman to come over and deliver a baby. What would you call that?
They was called granny women. Mm-hmm. You say, go, I'm going to use a granny woman this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think later year they called them midwives or something like that. I don't remember. But then there was about three names, but I grannies are forget about that. First of all, me knew anything about what they called them.
Mm-hmm. If, what would you say when a woman's going, well, if she's going to have a baby, she is, if a woman, you know, she's kind of big like that, what would you say she is?
Now, what would you mean about was whether she was already a big woman or?
Just how would you describe her condition?
Well, if I know what you're talking about, now they cleaned it up, real fat woman,
mm-hmm.
big fat, fleshy.
Mm-hmm.
They claimed they never did get along as well as you'd say a medium size, a standard size,
mm-hmm.
not oversized and so on like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't get along as well. But if there was any different name to them, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I never did hear that called.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that they're always great, big, fat, close-built
mm-hmm.
girl. And she, you tell folks so much, she's with boys, and you talk about the time she's going to have it.